We've returned today to the Sundays in Ordinary Time, which you may have noticed by our green vestments today. And in these Sundays in Ordinary Time, we have the opportunity to read from large portions of the Gospel. This year, it's the Gospel of Matthew. And we hear large parts of the teaching and preaching ministry of Jesus. Today, the Gospel passage begins with a very beautiful phrase, a very catching phrase, I think. St. Matthew says, "At the sight of the crowd, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd." Jesus' heart is moved with pity because the people were like sheep without a shepherd. That imagery of sheep and shepherd is very important in the Old Testament. The image of the sheep and shepherd is often used to describe the relationship between God and Israel, because between God and the Jewish people. We heard it in the first reading today from the book of Exodus. When Moses goes up the mountain, God speaks to him and says, "I have created everything on the earth. Everything is mine. And out of all of that, I have chosen you to be my special people." He says, "A possession dearer to me than all others, though all the earth is mine." And that special relationship is often described as the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. We heard in the song today from Psalm 100 that the Lord made us, we are his, we are his people, the flock he tends. Again, the importance of that imagery. I'd also like us today to reflect on another passage of Scripture, from the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 34 continues this imagery, and I think Ezekiel chapter 34 helps us to understand what Jesus is speaking about in the gospel today. In Ezekiel chapter 34, God speaks through the prophet Ezekiel, and God has a lot to say about the leaders of Israel, those who he has appointed as shepherds over his people. He's not very happy with them. He's not very happy with how they are treating and leading his people. Ezekiel chapter 34, God says, "Say to them," the leaders of Israel, "Thus says the Lord God, shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep?" He goes on to list all of his grievances against the shepherds of Israel. And then he gives a prophecy. God says, "I myself will come and search for my sheep. I will seek them out. I will rescue them. I will feed them. I will give them good pasture. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I will make with them a covenant of peace." I would encourage you this week to go back and take a look at Ezekiel chapter 34 and everything that God says in there. It helps us to understand our relationship with Jesus, because God says, "I myself will come and shepherd the sheep. And I will enter into a covenant of peace with them. I myself will shepherd my sheep." Jesus is God made man, God made flesh in the incarnation. God come to us, come to his flock, to rescue his flock. And what does Jesus say in his preaching in St. John's Gospel? "I am the good shepherd." There he is fulfilling this ancient prophecy that God himself would come to his people. And then at the Last Supper, as Jesus celebrates the Eucharist with the apostles, he takes the chalice. And what does he say over the chalice? He says, "This is the blood of the new and everlasting covenant that will be offered for you and for many." God come to save his people. God entering a new covenant of peace with us. The second reading today from St. Paul to the Romans goes in depth into this new covenant that God is creating with us. St. Paul is talking about the death of Jesus. He says that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. While we were still sinners, while we were distant from God, God himself comes to save us. He says that only for a just man might someone choose to die. But God comes to save his flock, even though we have done nothing to deserve it. God proves his love for us, St. Paul says, in that Jesus goes to the very depths of our separation from him to save us. So what does this have to do with us? What does this have to do with our spiritual lives? I think this reflection on shepherd and sheep reminds us once again of how valuable our life is to God. Sometimes we can forget that. Sometimes we might think that God is very distant from us or not very personal or unconcerned, but that couldn't be further from the truth. God is very much concerned about us. Our lives are so valuable to him. Jesus says he will go after the one lost sheep, leaving all the rest behind. Each of us are that lost sheep that Jesus goes after. If we were the only human being that ever lived, Jesus would have become man and died and rose from the dead for us. That's how valuable our lives are to God. And it's very important for us to remember that. And then secondly, because of that value of our lives, we should be living as God's sons and daughters. Being God's son or being God's daughter is our deepest identity. That's who God has created us to be. First of all, in our birth, but secondly, in our rebirth by the sacrament of baptism. We are his sons and daughters. That is our deepest identity. The culture tells us that we have to find our identity in so many different things, in a literal alphabet soup of possibilities. But God says, no, your deepest identity is as my son or my daughter. That is the gift that God gives to us. And lastly, we learn today from this scripture that our lives, our faith, are lived out in a community. St. Matthew goes on in the gospel we heard today to enumerate the names of the 12 apostles, the very beginning of the church, the first leaders of Jesus' church. Our Christianity is meant to be lived in community. First of all, because we mirror the relationship of Almighty God, who is a community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the community that Jesus gathered around himself to begin the mission of preaching the gospel. There's no such thing as a lone ranger Christian. We're meant to live in community, the community of the church. So my friends, today, Almighty God speaks to us in his scriptures. He reminds us that we are his beloved sons and daughters, that our lives are infinitely valuable and important to him, and that he's called us to live our faith in the community of the church.